our passage today is a very, very simple one, but a very, very powerful one. I am just going to preach on one beautiful, life-changing verse today. It's on the screen, 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed. God-breathed. In the Greek, it is one single word, theopneustos, God-breath. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Will you pray with me, please? Will you pray right now that through this one verse, God would feed you and edify you and build you up in our most holy faith? Would you pray for the people in this room, perhaps in front of you or behind you or to your right or to your left? Would you pray that God would touch them and feed them and encourage them through this beautiful verse? Would you pray for me? Just a few minutes, just pray for me. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Christ says the road is narrow that leads to eternal life, and few are those who find it. How will you find it? How will we find the narrow road? And how will we stay on the narrow road? How will we know when we've gotten off the narrow road? And how can we be trained to keep on the narrow road? The answer is the Word of God. The Word of God. Look at the verse again. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. The Word of God, according to this verse, has four purposes. Number one, in your notes, the Bible teaches you the truth about Christ and the Christian life. The Bible teaches you the truth about Christ and the Christian life. If any of you have ever been hiking in the dark, you know what that means. When I was a kid and I went to summer camp, we would go on hikes at night. No lights. And my counselor would always say, be sure and bring your flashlight. Be sure and bring your flashlight. And I learned, either by bringing it or by forgetting it, that the reason I'm supposed to bring my flashlight is it's completely dark. And without the flashlight, and this is important, without the flashlight, I'm totally dependent on the other people that have flashlights. Otherwise, I have no idea where the narrow road is. Trinity Baptist Church, without the flashlight, you can't find Christ's narrow road. You can't even find it in the first place. Don't trust me, ultimately. I'm your pastor, and you should trust me some, but don't trust me ultimately. Don't trust your friends. Don't trust books. Don't trust what you hear on the TV or what you read on the internet. This book teaches you the truth about Christ and the Christian life. This book will get you on the narrow road. What is the second thing? That's the first thing the Scripture does. What is the second thing? Take a look at the verse. 2 Timothy 3:16. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Most of us drive, and you know that on the dashboard, there is this beautiful thing, and there's gauges, and there's warning lights. And if you ignore the gauges or the warning lights, there's going to be a problem. I was driving my car one time, and the belt just came off. It just broke. And this particular car only had one fan belt that drove every single thing under the hood, and that belt just snapped in half. And I want to tell you something. At that moment, my power steering didn't work, and about 20 lights came on all at once on the car. Those warning lights and those gauges are really, really important on the car. And the same is true of the Word of God. The Word of God helps us to know how to get on that narrow road. Christ says the road to life is narrow, and few people who find it. It is the Word of God that gets us on that narrow road. But we get off, don't we? We get off of that road because of our sin. We get off of that road. And Trinity Baptist Church, there are internet sites that can help you. There are Christian books that can help you. There are Christian people that can help you. There are preachers that can help you. But ultimately, you need this book to show you that you are off the narrow road. Because some of the Christian books will show you you're off, but some of them will not. Some of the Christian books will tell you that you're off the road, but some of the Christian books will actually encourage you off the road. And the same is true of preachers, and the same is true of your friends, and the same is true of everything except this book. This book will show you very clearly when you get off of Christ's narrow road. And that is what number two is all about. Rebuking. Rebuking. You know that in the city, the headlights on your car are basically so that other people can see you. When you're driving down Highway 111 at night, you don't need your headlights to see the road. You need your headlights so that other drivers can see that you're there. But out of town, not so. Out of town, you got to have the headlights to see the road. And that's like the Word of God. Without the headlights, if you're driving out in the country, you're driving out of town and you don't have headlights, you're going to drive right off the road because it's pitch dark. And Trinity Baptist Church, if you're not reading this book, you're going to drive right off of that road of life and you're not going to know that you are. Psalm 119, 105 says, Thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And that's number two in your notes. The Bible shines light on your sin and shows you where you've gotten off of Christ's narrow road. What's the third thing that the Bible does? Number three, look at the verse again. 2 Timothy 3:16, all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, for rebuking, and for correcting. Years ago, I was playing volleyball. And I really enjoyed volleyball years and years ago. And I was playing volleyball, and I was up at the net. I was in front. It was one of my favorite positions, believe it or not. And the other team was bouncing the ball around, and somebody put a beautiful set right there in front of me. And the gentleman in front of me was going to spike the ball. Well, back then, I could jump. What a luxury. And I figured I would just jump up. I could jump higher than the net. And I could jump up and I'll block the guy's spike. Well, I jumped up and the guy proceeded with all his might to spike my hand. He missed the ball. And he came completely down with all his might on my fingers. And when I came down, this finger right here did not look like that. I looked at that finger and I said, I don't think that was God's design for what a finger is supposed to be. And I was in high school, so it was during school, so I went to the office, they called my parents, and my dad took me to the doctor, and you all know what happened next. The doctor yanked my finger and put it back into place, which was an unpleasant experience, but thankfully, today, it works because of that unpleasant experience. He put it back into joint. And that is what this Greek word means, correcting. Correcting. And that is what the Bible does. We all get off of Christ's path. We all sin. We all fall short. We all have failures in the Christian life. The wonderful thing about the Word of God is not only does it show you that you're off the path, it shows you how to get back on. It restores you. You read the Word of God and it helps you get back on. And again, this is the only book. Sometimes Christian books will do that, but sometimes they won't. Sometimes your friends will help you get back on that path, but sometimes they'll actually help you get off the path. It is the Word of God that restores you and helps you get back on that path. That's number three in your notes. The Bible helps you get your life back on Christ's narrow road. Let's look at the verse one more time. 2 Timothy 3:16. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. This teaching, again, is very, very, very important. The Bible and the Bible alone helps you know the truth about Christ and the Christian life. This is what I want to get to you. Maybe the one thing I want you to leave today with this fact. It is the Bible that teaches us the true gospel of Jesus. It is the Bible that teaches us the true gospel of Jesus. You cannot recognize false teaching without this book. You see, people make generally two mistakes without the true gospel. Without the true gospel, you have a false gospel. And the false gospel will do one or two things. Either you're over here, and it's a gospel that teaches you that I can just believe in Jesus and sin all I want. And we just bring you forward and say, pray this prayer, oh, you're good to go. And you go out and you can just sin and do whatever you want because salvation is a free gift and I've invited Jesus in my heart and everything's fine. And that's not the true gospel. Titus says the grace of God teaches me to deny ungodliness. That's the true gospel. And if you're over here, you don't have the true gospel. But Trinity Baptist Church, you can also be over here. This is not a good place either. We come over here, and without the true gospel, we have a false gospel. And this false gospel over here fills me with anxiety, fills me with doubt, fills me with fear. Am I good enough to go to heaven? Am I too sinful to be a Christian? Am I earning my way to heaven? And that's not a true gospel either. The true gospel teaches us that my Redeemer lives and that Jesus Christ paid for all of my sins once and for all, past, present, and future. Trinity Baptist Church, your sins, picture them on a slate. Picture them on a piece of paper. Past sins, present sins, future sins, they're all on this piece of paper. And you might think that when Jesus dies, he erases some of them. Or you might think that when Jesus dies, he erases all the sins you did before that, but you're still accountable for all the sins you do after. You might think that Jesus erases all of them. Trinity Baptist Church, the true gospel teaches us that Jesus Christ took that paper and nailed it to the cross. It no longer exists. There is no paper. Christ paid for all of my sins, past, present, and future. It's over. And without the Bible, you're either going to be here or you're going to be here. You've got to have the true gospel, and the true gospel can only be found in the Word of God. What's the fourth thing it does? We looked at it. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness. Everything we do needs training, right? You have a job, you need to be trained. Everything we do needs training. If you're a parent, you need guidance. If you're a husband or a wife, you need training and guidance for that. If you're a banker or a teacher or an electrician or a tradesman or a musician, you need to be trained. Everything we do requires training, and we love that training, right? Because we get trained and we can excel in that specific thing. Trinity Baptist Church, your most important task is not your job. Your most important task is not your career. Your most important task is not being a parent. Your most important task is not being a husband or a wife. Your most important task is being a follower of Christ. And you know what we need to be a follower of Christ? Training. Training. Where do you get the training? The Word of God. The Word of God. This is the best training manual. Number four in your notes, the Bible trains you to be a follower of Christ. Trinity Baptist Church, there's tons of Christian books out there, and some of them are good. Some of them are fantastic. And some of them are terrible. There's plenty of preaching out there. It's America. You can go on the internet and hear a lot of preaching. Some of it's great. Some of it's awful. You've got Christian friends in your life. Some of them are helping you get on Christ's narrow road. Some of them are actually encouraging you off of it. The one place you can go that is absolutely rock solid, that will teach you the path, that will show you the path, that will show you when you're off, that will show you how to get back on, and will train you to stay on the narrow road of salvation, is the Word of God. It's the Word of God. You have to be reading this book. And that's the most important thing I want you to get out of this morning, is the four purposes in the Word of God for your life.